Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. Pope Francis wants to unite all the churches of this world. That's the headline. Mike Gendron will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
One of the thoughts that Pope Francis brought to this convention of these people trying to unite was that a divided world begs for a unity, especially among Christians. Now, you're talking about the World Council of Churches. They almost sound like pagans. Many of them, probably most of them, not even born again. The Pope and all the other Catholics not born again. How can you get any unity among Christians if nobody at the table is Christian?
Well, here's the common bond. Both Roman Catholicism and the liberal Protestant apostate denominations all believe in a works righteousness salvation. They have denied the gospel of grace alone through faith alone in Christ alone. And they believe they can get to heaven by doing certain things rather than trusting in what Christ has already done. This Pope is either ignorant of what the Bible teaches or he is purposely trying to deceive people, because the true head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, spoke in Matthew chapter 10, verses 33 and 34. He said, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father and a daughter against his mother, and a man's enemies will be the members of his household." So clearly the Lord Jesus came to divide, not to unite. His prayer in John 17, which the Roman Catholic Church often uses as its credence for bringing unity among Christians, that prayer in John 17 was to have unity in the truth of God's Word. And this Pope has denied the truth of God's word in many of his statements since he's been the head of the Roman Catholic Church. Some of the statements he has made that go against the word of God, he says that atheists will make it to heaven. He says there is no hell. All of these things are actually against God's will. And the Pope, I can see why Martin Luther and the Reformers called him Antichrist. That is the papacy, because they disregard the supreme authority of God's word, and instead they give their own opinions as to how the church must be run.
Mike Gendron with details on how Pope Francis wants to unite all the churches of our world and do that today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Mike Gendron's report is evidence of how Revelation 17 will be fulfilled by the unification of all churches in our world today, and that will be done by the leader of this false church located in Rome, Italy. This mother-son cult started in Babylon, the mother of all harlots, is foretold in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5. That will be the model for a false religion that is coming, and it is coming together by the Pope's call for unity. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...